All right, let's move on to item seven, which is our pension administration system project update. We haven't had the group back in front of us for a while, so welcome. And Christina, I'll turn it over to you to start off.
Yes, so this is an update on the pension administration system that we've been working on for about 4 years now. We are getting close to our go-live date. All of the design modules have been provided to SESERA for testing. That would be going into that go-live, the initial go-live that we're looking at. Right now, we are targeting November 1st for go-live. We're working on fixes, and we are building confidence in the quality of the system as we're going through these fixes and doing the testing. So we have Siegel and Sagtech here today to provide us an update on our go-live.
Really? November 1st?
November 1st.
For the whole system?
For the line of business. So it'll be the whole system that staff work on. The member portal will be in 2025 after we've had some time working on the line of business side of the system.
Okay, because November 1st just around the corner. I was just like, wow, okay.
Yes, that's why we're here today.
All right, well, who wants to, Jesse, do you want to kick
sure.
us off?
Sure. So we've made a lot of really great progress with the team. Over 450 test cases have been tested. We're hitting a quality of 87%, which is good, but there's still work to be done. As Christina pointed out, the modules have been delivered. Now it's really about just testing, testing, and testing. That's what the focus is right now. We're going to be heading into integration testing, testing the full solution from end to end, and that's a huge component of this overall implementation. So we're excited about getting to that point. But like I said, there's still a lot of work remaining. Security has to be tested. We are next month going to start talking to employers, such as the county, as far as how they're going to be reporting moving forward, reporting their contributions. We have multiple rounds of payroll, monthly payroll testing. That's one that has to match number for number. So that quality is, we're looking forward to seeing the results from that. And we're in the midst of cutover planning at the moment, and staff training is scheduled to be in October. So a lot of work to be done, but the team's up for it, and we're moving forward.
So you mentioned in passing system security, and it just made me think, in my other life, I have to deal with court system in general, and in this particular example I'm going to give you, it's the LA Superior Court, where I have some cases pending. They got hit with a ransomware issue on Thursday, I think it was, Thursday night. That court system was down all day Friday, all day Monday, no electronic file, no nothing. The courthouses were actually closed Friday and Monday and were partially opened yesterday. Still no electronic capability or filing or accessing off the website. So the point is, that's a long-winded way of saying, wow, that was like a startling example of what can go wrong. So when you mentioned security, could you just briefly touch on, I know what we do, but in terms of system security, can you briefly touch on that?
This security is related to actual logging in on the system, so that people that are logging into the system have the right roles and responsibilities and no more than what is needed. So a staff member that is processing a retirement application may have permission to do that, but they won't have permission to approve that application. So those are the different security roles and responsibilities on the system.
So that's internal security.
Internal security on the system.
Jesse, yeah. do you mind?
No, Aaron, go ahead, please.
So part of the cutover and preparations for go-live is we do have a rigorous, what we call security penetration and vulnerability testing that will occur from the standpoint of, I think, what you're referring to, Mr. Chair, from a risk or threat potential of someone gaining access to the system in general through nefarious means. So we go through a very rigorous process. You know, typically from a Sagitech perspective, we employ third parties who work with us, who actually test the environments, do multiple rounds of testing before we say, from an environment perspective, we feel it is secure to turn on. There's no, obviously, in the realm of software threats, there's never any guarantees, but we do take rigorous efforts in order to make sure that all of our clients' environments are secure from both a hardware perspective and then an access perspective as well.
All right. I appreciate that, and I realize we're not going to get any more granular than that in a public setting talking about it, so I fully appreciate that.
It is planned for. It is planned for as part of go-live preparations.
And I know that we periodically, as a board, are updated on our security protocols, our external threat security protocols, and will be, and I'm assuming between now and November 1, that'll be a topic, and we'll figure that out. But I appreciate your comments on that. So, Jesse, were you...
Yeah, completing my report, Mr. Chair. Just right now, we're in the process of doing the cutover planning and just continuing to test the monthly payroll. So that's where we are today. And that's my report.
Confidence level is high?
Confidence level is high. And there's challenges like there are with these types of projects. There's always different challenges here and there. But the team is committed to getting it done. And they've been very... robust as far as being able to test whenever we needed them to test. So that was great to see. So I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Okay. Well, that sounds positive. And with that, we'll turn it over to Sagitech. Good morning.
Good morning. Agree with Jesse. Since the last time we've met, we've made significant progress. There's still, as Jesse indicated, a lot of work to be done, primarily around what we would call solution stabilization, meaning everything is now in testing, right? So now we are testing the functionalities of accepting contribution reports from employers or calculating retirement benefits or executing payrolls, right? So now we're just working through to stabilize the system and ensure that it is functioning correctly for us to ensure go live. And then the other aspect that we're working on is just overall preparedness, right? From the internal organization of CSERA adopting a new solution, and then also external entities, right? Jesse mentioned working with the employers starting next month. So those are the two broad categories that we're really focused on in order to prepare for the November go-live.
All right. Any questions from board members?
Scott, I heard Jesse speak for the staff, but if I could just defer for a moment, I'd like to hear from Christina. How does the internal implementation team feel about how things are going?
The team feels pretty good with how things are going. Staff have, as usual, really stepped up. Sometimes you go over to that testing room and almost every computer is filled with people testing. So I think that... there's definitely a level of confidence getting built into the system from staff. I want to see more of that so that there's a high level of confidence when we go live, because confidence is important with a new system, especially at the staff level. But it is definitely building, and I think as we go through these next few months and are now past the point of just testing each module, but we're able to dig in and test, did this fix that I send to Sagitech, did it come back and it worked? You know, because of course every module is not going to be perfect, so they're submitting fixes for that, and really seeing what comes back is what they're looking for. Did Sagitech hear what I requested? Did they see that this didn't calculate the correct way and it needs to do this instead? And that's what's building confidence in the staff. So we are seeing a lot more quality in those fixes coming back, which is helping build that confidence. Also, I know we've been talking a lot about the system, but a big part of the system is data and the data going into the system. And the data has been very clean. Staff have been working very hard at making sure that it's clean and that what we're putting into the system is good data. There's some data mapping fixes that we're still working on, and we'll continue to work on those as we get closer to go live to make sure that the data itself can be right, but where it maps to in the system may not be right. And that's really what we're fixing now. It's not the data itself, but how it's mapping. And that's a lot of where the data work is getting put in right now.
It's just critically important that that there's a degree of ownership on the part of the team, that they actually think it's our system.
Absolutely.
We want to make it work. Commitment. That's that old joke about the difference between a chicken's involvement and a pig's involvement in breakfast. The chicken is committed, the pig is committed. Or the chicken is involved, the pig is committed. So, whatever.
And I will say from a staff level, I am seeing a very high level of commitment, just seeing how quickly they're jumping in to test things. And whenever we call them, hey, we have this that just came in, we need to have someone run in, or there could be a test case where it takes multiple people because it's a long test case and it starts in retirement services in the active side and ends up in the retired side, staff are jumping into, hey, what part do you need me to do? So I'm definitely seeing that from staff.
Anything further from board members? All right, well, thank you for the update. Very positive news that we'll keep angling towards November 1. Sounds like that is the anticipated go live date. And so appreciate the continued hard work. It was quite a sea change when things started to change in terms of the management of it. And I think I can say for everybody that we're delighted with the progress and the continued level of effort. So it's appreciated, and let's just try to get to the finish line.
Right. Agreed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.